From daily wagers to printers to auto drivers, a string of arrests in the national capital after the appearance of a poster critical of the Prime Minister's handling of the COVID crisis. One of the posters asked, "Modi ji, why did you send our children's vaccines abroad?" Now, that evidently was enough to get people arrested, or that's the allegation. Senior Congress leaders, including Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi, set up their own posters and said, "Arrest me instead." Now, the arrests across Delhi have been made on a series of complaints by police personnel. We look very closely at the sections of the law that have been applied over here and really decide if you know, this was just meant to stop criticism or if there was something remotely in it. Let's take a look at this report. All right, we'll come to that story in just a few moments from now. I'm joined at this stage by the senior Congress leader, Pawan Khera, and we're also joined by Mr. PKD Nambiar, the political analyst, somebody who supports the BJP. Mr. Khera, do you believe that this is nothing but an attempt to stop dissent?
Well, it's not just happened in Delhi, Vishnu. It's happened in Manipur. Two journalists who put something on their Facebook were arrested yesterday. It was threatened in Uttar Pradesh that even doctors can't be going public asking for oxygen or informing people about oxygen shortage. Finally, the Honorable Supreme Court had to tell everyone that, sorry, this is not allowed. You cannot put people behind bars or take action against people if they are talking about shortages of oxygen, of drugs, of vaccine, whatever they are talking. So, of course, this is an attempt to muzzle voices. The government has been caught red-handed, failing miserably at very poor COVID management. Now they don't want people to know. Imagine, you've seen media also came under attack. Global media came under attack. Oh, please don't show dead bodies. This goes against the tenets of religion. What nonsense is this? Yeah. You have not been able to take care of the living. You don't want people to even see the dead. That's not how you handle a crisis. Let's come together and fight what can be fought. Yeah. What we are witnessing today, Vishnu, is not people dying of COVID, but people dying of COVID mismanagement. People right. dying of man-made shortages of oxygen, people dying of man-made shortages of drugs. And now vaccine, Mr. Modi was busy portraying himself as a vaccine guru of the world.
All right, India, Mr. Khera, let me get a quick response. You made lots of points. Mr. Nambiar, was this really necessary? An auto driver, a printer somewhere, people who had no idea apparently on what exactly they were doing, they put up some posters. What was that wrong in those posters that we can't have them in our system?
I believe that putting up a poster by anybody should not become a crime, or I think the police needs to explain. I think other than that, every police action, the government or the government authorities may not be required to be answerable. But I believe that I wanted to start from where Pawanji left. It is not one such case which is happening in Delhi or under the Union government. What is happening today is that 119 people were arrested in Kerala in the till 2019 only just because of they were putting post on the social media by the people against the Chief Minister of Kerala. Nobody, there was no national discussion. No Priyanka Gandhi, no Rahul Gandhi, no Pawan Khera was even criticized that particular move. Why this fascination about anything and everything about UP? Why not Kerala? Why not Rajasthan? Why not Punjab? Why not Chhattisgarh? My problem is that when a professor in Calcutta was arrested because of putting up a cartoon of Mamata Banerjee, where is this hypocrisy? Why the
All
people
right.
like Pawan Khera was not answering?
Right, Mr. Khera,
not only that,
no,
one more
standards.
Case. I will tell you, one more standard. During the UPA time, the Kudamkulam nuclear project,
yes,
I
yes,
believe
yes.
that you are the one who reported because you are an expert in this. The 5,000 people were put sedition cases by the UPA government, and not only that, the Chidambaram, then the Home Minister said, they are like anti-nationals. But where is this double
standard? Does that justify
coming?
This?
I believe, I'm not.
My you
first
seem to be justifying
I don't
that.
Know.
Let what happened during Kudankulam was awful.
Playing it. But Pawanji,
all right, but Pawanji, why don't you answer that question? He says that double standards.
Why faults like this?
Mr. Nambiar, one sec. Yeah, Pawanji, go ahead, yes.
Vishnu, let's assume for a moment whatever my colleague from the BJP is saying is right. Should successive governments repeat the so-called mistakes of a previous government. Is that why you were elected? Today, we are witnessing an unprecedented situation. You can't compare this situation with any other situation in the past. So you also can't compare the government reaction to any other reaction by any other government in the past. This is absolute mismanagement. Man-made shortages of oxygen is something which this country was not used to, and I hope it will never get used to in the future. You haven't seen such horrific sights of people just putting their bodies of loved ones in rivers. You haven't seen this in the past.
No, but you know, you raise a larger issue, and I'm trying to understand.
This is unprecedented.
No, please, Mr. Khera, of course.
Stop talking about the past. Stop talking about the future.
We are obviously in a crisis. I'm just trying to understand these posters, because this is part of, you know, I mean, it appears to be an effort to muzzle dissent, right? To, if someone has something to say, let's not hear it. Let's just lock them up. Mr. Nambiar, this is really worrying. We are in a crisis. If people are complaining, what's wrong with it?
I think we are a democracy, and everybody have the right to put up a poster, or for that matter. And in the same time, there are people who have an objection to it. They also have the right to go and put a complaint. So I think what you said in your initial comment, the people who were arrested are printers, auto drivers, and they may not be. And it is a larger conspiracy that the people. I think Pavanji is the person behind it, the way he is showing it. But anyway, I,
no, Pavanji,
the, that's on a lighter side. The lighter
Pavanji
side.
Has said, arrest me today. Pavanji said that he is ready to be arrested. He says that why arrest those people? Let somebody arrest him.
So I am of an opinion, let the police reply for what the action they have done. And I think they are liable to give an answer. And I think we should be expecting that soon, anytime now. But the only thing, when a congressman comes up and say, talk about a freedom of speech or a democracy, I wanted to remind the learned Pavan Kheraji, in the first amendment of the constitution was done when, you know that? In 1951, the first constitutional amendment was done for the freedom of speech.
Unless you are very keen on history lessons, I think we should stop this here. And I want to ask my friend again.
I wanted to remind you.
When will we stop talking about the past and the future? When will we start talking about the present?
Both of you, if you can just bear with me for a moment. Let me just tell you the sections.
They'll only talk about yesterday. They'll only talk about tomorrow.
You see, what is the problem over here are the FIRs which have been lodged. They've been lodged under Section 188, disobedience to order, duly promulgated by a public servant. I mean, are we serious over here? Disobedience to order, duly promulgated. This could be slapped against anybody at any time, right? And Section 269, negligent act likely to spread infection of diseases dangerous to life. A poster, if you put up, will result in the spread of a virus. A poster that says, Modi ji, why did you send our vaccines abroad? I mean, what sense is there in this? I mean, it's throwing the kitchen sink at people, right? And that's worrying, Mr. Nambiar. I think that's what this is about. It's not just COVID that we are talking about.
I personally say that everybody in this society have the right, you and me and an auto driver to a common citizen have the right to have a dissent, to criticize the government, criticize the prime minister. That is what Pavanji, that is the reason we are having a discussion on this panel right now. Pavanji was talking about and showing it. If there is a 100% democracy in front of us, that is the reason Pavanji at 9:15 able to criticize the prime minister left, right and center. But the question here is that the double standard of Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, Pavan Khera, they have a standard for Kudamkulam. They have a different standard for Kerala. They have a different standard for somewhere else. Please stop this hypocrisy.
Mr. Khera, you have a right to reply. 30 seconds only. Double standard. Be consistent. Yes. Well, last word to you. Please quickly. Yes.
Vishnu, people feel cheated by this government. This government has to give answers. The opposition doesn't have to give answers. When our turn comes, we will give answers. When we were in power, we gave answers to silly questions, unjustified questions, to all kinds of questions. Today, we are not in power.
Stop answering questions.
It's our job, our duty to ask questions on behalf of this country. We will continue to do that. You want to arrest us? Please arrest us.
All right, I need to wrap this up. Mr. Nambiar, I'm out of time. Mr. Khera, I'm out of time. I have only a minute left for the next show. It's time for us to take the short break. You've been watching Left, Right and Center. Do stay tuned.